Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joined us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, I love the headline here because many of our WAMC listeners and, of course, your readers know, or at least should know, what a Lulu is. And this is a world of Lulus, backdoor Flanagan dough for senators, essentially IDC members and others getting paid for positions that weren't technically the positions they hold.
Right. They've been giving committee stipends. And under the law, you know, committee chairmen get stipends. And we've known for several years that IDC members have had committees and they've gotten stipends. They're the group of breakaway Democrats who are aligned with the Republicans. But what we learned last week through a story in the New York Times and then subsequent follow-ups by others, including the Daily News, is that Flanagan was doling out stipends, committee chairman stipends, to independent Democratic members as well as four senators of his own, Republican senators, who held the titles of vice chair instead of chairman. What that did is it allowed him to give them more money, even though they weren't holding the committee chairmanships.
Is this a legal issue or an accounting issue or what is it? And I've read the explanation by Flanagan.
Well, it certainly depends who you ask. The Senate Republicans and the IDC leaders say, no, this is perfectly legal under the Constitution. The problem is the Senate, when they put their payroll records in to get these payments out to the state comptroller's office, they filed documents that said that these people were actually chairmen. These seven senators were chairmen of committees when they weren't. And so the question is, does that represent a crime? Is that filing a false instrument, which could be a felony or a misdemeanor? The Senate Republicans, not surprisingly, say no, everything's on the up and up. The Democrats and others say it should be investigated by a criminal agency, police or J-COPE, the ethics agency, something.
Assuming Governor Andrew Cuomo runs for re-election in 2018, which he says he will, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul plans to be his running mate again.
Yeah, there are a number of people who are hoping Hochul, who is a former congresswoman from the Buffalo area, would actually run for her seat again against Chris Collins, who's someone who's close to Donald Trump, who's led the charge for the repeal and replacement of Obamacare in Congress. He supported what the House bill. So a lot of people are hoping Hochul would go at it again. But Hochul told me last week that the dysfunction in Washington makes it unappealing, that she likes to get things done. She doesn't think you can get things done in Washington, and she would like to be back on the ticket with Andrew Cuomo.
Ken Lovett, he's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Joins us on Mondays for more. You head to nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.